League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody, and what a good Friday morning it is. They did it again, and I don't care who the general manager is. This is a Jim Crane production again, and Jim Crane wins again. It is incredible. We talked about Luno and Click, and now Dana Brown, and year after year after year, they do it. The one constant has been Jim Crane. Jim Crane wants to win, you know, and he wants to win his way, and he did it again yesterday when he picked up Carlos Correa, bringing him back at what, Lance? At the price Jim Crane wanted him at.
Yeah.
Not at the price Carlos Correa wanted, but at the price Jim Crane wanted to pay him.
Well, now 3.5 years later.
It
was beyond the initial contract.
Well, you also had Jeremy Pena at a much better price, who actually outplayed Carlos's.
It was a great pick.
Not only contract, but. Yeah,
well, we'll find out how good a deal it was, but on paper, there's really nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, Carlos needs to play. He needs to stay healthy, all that stuff. That's with every trade. That's with every signing.
Yeah,
it's always, there's no question. But he did not give up much in the farm. He gave up a pitcher that is going to be expendable anyway in the near future. He got a guy who is going to add some juice into, you know, frankly, Carlos is like a B12 injection. You know, he's one of those guys that you're just feeling a little sluggish. You go get the IV in your arm, get a IV drip, get a B12 injection, and all of a sudden you feel good. That's what Carlos is. Now, you know, in the initial hit is, I likened it, he's not Justin Verlander, but you remember how you felt in 2017 when they added Verlander. Now, you know, the caliber of what Justin Verlander was, but you remember how the Astros had this really nice high, and then they really just kind of, it was just kind of yuck. After the trade deadline, they didn't do anything. They weren't playing particularly good baseball. And then Verlander, of course, pitched great, but he also gave an energy to the team. Carlos, it feels like the addition of Carlos Correa gives terrific energy to the city, to the team, to everything. It was just an exciting, exciting time. He's been gone. It's hard to believe. I went and saw Ryan LeChain yesterday, and we were talking. He said, what's he been gone? He's only been gone a couple years, right? I said, believe it or not, it's 3.5 years Carlos has been gone. Three and a half years.
Yeah.
So we've missed him for a while, and I never had any beef with Carlos Correa. Never. He never wanted to leave Houston. You know that. And he's back, and Jim got them to take on about half the money, according to Tim Kirkjian, who we'll hear from in just a little bit. And, you know, what can you say? I looked at that deal. I said, well, how much money is he going to have to pay? Oh, he got him to pick up half this deal. Oh, you gave up Ryan Gusto on a couple minor leaguers. Like, this is not bad. And it was a buyer's market because they're trying to get rid of salary over in Minnesota to sell the team.
Yep. And just a great day. Listen, just a day and a half ago, 2 days ago, Carlos said, it doesn't look like it's happening. The Astros went out and got Ramon Urias. I mean, you said yesterday that's it. That sends the Carlos Correa Day deal out. That means he's not coming here anymore. I felt the same way. You know, Ramon Urias can play third base. You got Pena coming back to shortstop. Whoever's playing second, first base, you got locked up. And then you go out and get Sanchez as well, and an outfielder who can hit bombs off right-handers, not so much left-handers, but he can hit right-handers, so that's going to be big. He hit a 440-foot home run to win the game for the Marlins the other night, and then the next day he's traded to the Astros, which is awfully nice for the Astros. Now, dude can rake, so that's going to be fun. And I know somebody from the Marlins organization, and I called him and I said, what's he like? And he said, he smiles all the time. He's really having a good time, and you don't know why, but dude is always smiling, always having a good time. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. He said, it's kind of strange, but that's what he does. And that's cool. And he can rake, he can hit right-handers. So that is cool. And then the Carlos Correa thing comes through, and it's like, what the hell? Jim Crane does it again. A huge splash at the trade deadline. It is amazing, amazing. You know, Andy did it at the numbers that he wants. The Astros are going to pay him $19 million, and it's just incredible. He got Carlos Correa back at the numbers that he wanted as opposed to the numbers that Carlos Correa wanted, and somebody else is paying off
right.
The rest of the
According team. To Bob Nightingale, what, $33 million picked up total by the Twins?
$33 million out of 97, which isn't half. But
that's not half, no. I think Kirkjian obviously missed on that. Bob Nightingale's got the actual money. But
right, 33 out of 97, which is
still
64.
A big discount. But it also, John, is a sign that, you know, this is a pretty good Paredes is obviously out for the year and out for the foreseeable future. They're talking about now this is a 6 to 7 month deal. This is you figure it out later. You know, just figure it out later with Paredes.
Well, Paredes can play second as well.
You know what? And I don't even like saying this out loud. Yeah, I mean, he could play second. It feels like he's a little big for a second baseman, but I don't even like really saying this out loud. But, you know, frankly, you've got insurance in case Correa doesn't really come back this year the way he should. Now Yordan Alvarez. You're not picking up Yordan Alvarez power, but that hasn't been in the lineup all year long. So you can't really miss what you haven't had. But you've added now. You know you've it sucks because you basically are replacing Paredes. You're not replacing Alvarez's bat. I get that. And Alvarez is going to come back, and we'll see what Alvarez has left. But I was a little surprised they didn't end up with a pitcher.
They wanted Arrigetti for Dylan Cease. Get up out of here.
I know.
Arrigetti for Dylan Cease.
Now, did you see Arrigetti pitch yesterday?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so here's the headline. Here's the headline in my email from the Sugarland Space Cowboys. This is the headline. Arrigetti fans 5 batters in Major League rehab start with Sugarland. I'm like, sweet. So I go down and I'm like, okay, where's the other stats? Where's the other? And it takes a while and it goes, Spencer Arrigetti went 4 2/3, a rehab high, allowing 6 runs, 5 earned on 6 hits with 4 walks and 5 strikeouts. He fired 79 pitches with 60 strikeouts, both rehab highs, and tied a season high 5 strikeouts. I'm like, wait, did you say...
Yeah, but this is like spring training.
I know. I always hear when guys aren't good, they're not trying.
Yeah. No. He's trying.
He didn't throw a lot of strikes, John. I think he was trying to get guys out, but whatever. He's getting back.
He threw a lot of strikes. That's not. That's just
I bet you I'd be celebrating if he allowed 2 hits and 4 2/3 and no runs.
Yeah.
I bet it'd be a big deal then. Now it's like, hey, he wasn't even trying to get. He was hoping to give up runs.
All I care about is he threw 79 pitches.
That's a rehab high.
Yeah.
I read it right here. And his 60 strikes were a rehab high. You know, hey, like in all seriousness, 60 strikes and 79 pitches is really, really good. Now, obviously, they were a little too strikey because people were able to hit him.
Yeah.
But, you know, how did he have 4 walks when he threw 60 strikes? Literally, think about that. You have to throw 4 balls. So he had 4 walks. This is incredible. I didn't even think about this. He had 4 walks. So that's 16 balls. He only threw 19 balls the entire time. So when he wasn't walking guys, he was 100% throwing strikes.
Yeah, right. Man, that is a crazy stat. 19 balls and 4 walks. That's crazy. Don't care. I ain't giving you Spencer Arrigetti for Dylan Cease.
Well, what if they knew the magic that Dylan Cease?
AJ Preller. That's, but everyone's lauding AJ Preller for being just an unbelievable general manager. Guess what? You ain't getting over on Dana Brown, brother.
That was an impossible. Yeah, and Spencer Arrighetti is. I mean, you really have to look. Could Dylan Cease maybe step up? And yeah, but I like Dylan Cease's upside better than. I mean, I like Spencer Arrighetti's upside better than Cease. And the other important thing is you're not taking on money with Carlos Correa. Even though Jim Crane got a discount on it, you're still taking on new money. So you don't want to take on new money with the rental for Dylan Cease. You'd rather go with the young guy who has more upside, team control, who's going to actually be on your roster for the next several years until he hits.
Yeah, you got control of Arrighetti as opposed to Dylan. Stop. That's not even a discussion. Our Arrighetti. Beat it. Beat it, AJ.
Did Alcantara even get? I didn't see him. He didn't get dealt, did he?
Who? No, Cease did not get dealt.
What's that?
Cease did not get dealt, no.
No. Did Alcantara get dealt?
Alcantara? Oh, no, you know, I didn't see. I was talking to him about him. It looked like the Yankees were going after him, but I guess it didn't work out. Yeah, my buddy said, who's with the Marlins, he said, yeah, it looks like the Yankees now. And it did just, I don't think it happened. I didn't see any Alcantara, no. But we don't care. We got us some Carlos Correa.
He did not get dealt.
It seems like you're right. I think that's just an error. It's more. It might be more of an error of good feeling. You know, it just brings a to the clubhouse that's been beat up all year long. Now you've got Urias. Now you got Carlos Correa. Now you got Sanchez. You got three legitimate major leaguers as opposed to all of these guys that you've been prancing through there that have no major league experience that you can't count on down the stretch. You got guys that have been there and done that. Now this is great. Where does this put the Astros in your mind now? Yeah. Well, we've been saying, I don't know that this is a championship team, but you know what? I don't know that there's anybody. Is Detroit that much better than is Toronto that much better than the Astros? No.
I think we're still in a waiting holding pattern until you see what either. And once again, I think you only need one of them to show up to become major factors. You just need Javier Arrighetti or Garcia to really become a good pitcher. I don't think you can have, you can't have sloppy stuff. It's still better than what you were getting. But if you can get one of those guys and you say, like McCullers came back in 22, McCullers missed most of 22. He came back in August and was really good. And he actually didn't have very good rehab starts. He came back and Lance McCullers was good for a relatively short, I think it was six starts. You know, if you can get that level, McCullers in 22, because these guys are coming back at about the same time McCullers did, maybe a little bit later. If you can get one of those guys to come back. And of course, it also is Hunter Brown's got to round back into form. And Fromber's just being Fromber this year. If you can get one of those guys where you got three starters that you're counting on, and Brandon, in terms of, you still have some guys on the IL who are going to be factors. And I think Carlos has got to hit with a little bit of pop, just a little bit of pop. I think your factors, the Astros, it's funny you asked this question because ESPN has a list of rankings, post-trade deadline power rankings. Milwaukee 1, Chicago 2, Dodgers 3. So we're three teams in. Then you get to the Mets 4, Phillies 5, and then Blue Jays AL 6, Tigers AL 7, Astros AL 8, Yankees AL 9. And so they got them all grouped together. Last previous ranking, 7 on the Astros. So they actually had the Astros moving down. They don't – acquiring shortstop Carlos Correa, outfielder Jesus Sanchez, and infielder Ramon Urias, they just mentioned that. They've got them moving down to 8. But I would say all I care about is where do you stand in the AL standings, and they've got them 3rd. That's fine. I think, for me, these are the big four, Toronto, Detroit, Houston, and the Yankees.
There's no overpowering team. There's no.
No, there isn't. What makes this such a, you look at this team and you go, this lineup's just not good enough. The starting pitching right now, it's not good enough, 3-5. The bullpen has been a little shakier as of late. Where's the power? There's no Paredes. And then you look at the rest of the American League, you go, if a couple of these guys come back and now Carlos provides a spark and you know, and has a strong – he wouldn't be the first player ever. My favorite player of all time, Cesar Cedeño, got traded, I remember, to the Cardinals in the year they went to the World Series from the Reds. And he was a monster from the trade deadline on. This is not – Randy Johnson was a monster from the trade deadline on. Justin Verlander. It does happen sometime where guys come in and play lights-out baseball over a three-month stretch. It does happen. Yeah. If Carlos can do that, if he can be as – you know, if he can hit in a high 800 OPS range, John, I mean, it's legit. I feel – I can't believe one trade, and it is an era of good feelings type trade. I'll admit that. Maybe this is just, you know, me having an emotional attachment to a guy who helped the team win World Series. But honestly – man, I feel good after yesterday.
Yep, I feel real good. Real good. It's fun. That was like, oh, my God, they did it again.
Now, some of it is I had three different old granddad shots yesterday. Yep. So,
well, you saw LeShane. That's why.
Yeah, it might be some of me feeling good, I guess.
Ray got a break. It's just getting started here, 7:15 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's your reaction? You're more than welcome to get in, 713-780-3776.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State.
All right, welcome back here. 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome. The other huge news yesterday, besides the trade deadline, besides Carlos Correa, Jesus Sanchez, Ramon Urias, which was the day before. The other huge news, no more chains on the NFL fields. Well, you'll still have the chains, but they're not going to be the measurement. Virtual measurement of first downs now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all on board. Now all we got to do is fix ball where they place the ball. That's the only thing. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to fix. I don't know. Maybe a chip in the football, whatever the case.
We just need more AI. If we can get rid of more humans, we're going to be in good shape.
Well, no. How about just do it right? Just let's do it right, okay?
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
At some point, we're going to get rid of quarterbacks.
Because the important part is spotting the ball correctly. We still don't have that.
Right. That's what I said.
It's never, you gotta so get I the don't ball care spot. About virtual. It's if they still spot it wrong, who cares if they do it on screen and it's cool for people to watch? If you spot the ball wrong,
yeah,
it
really
even,
doesn't,
it sucks.
It's with Hawkeye technology, they,
well,
it's easy
there's
to
still
create
measurements that are you know, there still were problems with measurements as well. But the spotting of the ball is a problem. Yes. And that's why they need a chip in the football. To see how far it had gotten, where the forward progress was, where it was stopped.
Yeah, you would think that would be not that hard to do.
Yeah. You would think. Yeah.
Sorry, you would think that. And I have to say, I love the 65-year-old dudes running their chains.
Yeah,
out
I mean,
there.
They don't have other jobs. It's like, what do you do? Well, I'm retired, but I actually work in the NFL. You do? What do you do? I go out to the games every Sunday, and I'm one of the guys who does the chains. Oh, I saw that one guy get his legs taken out. When the play came his way, that's Ray.
That's
right. Ray got a concussion, too.
Ray got a little banged
Ray
up.
Ray got banged up a little bit,
But Ray's going to be back.
Ray's going to be
by
back.
By week nine.
There's another feller who's running his chain that I don't know him so well. He uses some rough language, too. Sucks on them Zins. You know them Zins that you put in your mouth? What give you the high? Yeah, I can't wait to get Ray. Because Ray uses real tobacco.
Yeah.
This other guy uses the Zen, has tattoos on his arms. We get Ray back.
Well, they're still going to have guys out there to show where the first down is for the guys on the field. So AI ain't taking their jobs. They ain't taking their jobs. They're
tell it to Ray.
Okay. Ray. No, Ray still, but he just doesn't get to run on the field anymore. That's all.
You sure they're still going to employ him? If they got a chance to cut somebody, they will.
Yeah, they probably. That is. But you still got to. The guys still need to know where the first down marker is.
I agree.
So I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
Ray.
Know. All right. So we got that. But Carlos Correa is the story today. Let's hear from ESPN, Del. That ESPN sound. I've got other ones as well. We've got Robert Flores going to join us at 7:45 this morning to talk about it and what it means and how the MLB Network reacted to it. Robert is a big Houston guy from Houston, and he's going to be on with us at 7:45 in about 20 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we're efforting, seeing if we can get another big guest as well. So we're working on it. But right now, ESPN, here's ESPN when they found out who is on it. It's
Olney, it's Kirchin, it's Eduardo Perez, and then I don't know who the anchor is.
Yeah, Eduardo Perez, that's what I was trying to think of. It's those guys on the set when the news came down that Carlos Correa is back in Houston.
Tim, before we came on the air, we were talking about Carlos Correa and the possibility of going back to Houston. We all didn't think there was a chance. He's going back.
Paredes is out for the year, okay? And Yordan Alvarez is going to come back soon, but we're not sure if he's going to be the Yordan Alvarez when he comes back, the devastating hitter in the middle of the order. They needed somebody else. They need somebody to play third base every day. And I was told today the Twins are going to have to pick up at least half of that salary before this trade can be made. It's going to be very interesting. He's very comfortable there. Remember, he didn't leave on the greatest terms when he went and signed with the Twins. It'll be interesting to see how easily he eases back in to the clubhouse.
Look, great postseason presence. We all know about what Carlos Correa has done in the offseason, in the postseason, with his heroics, not only in the short term while he was with Minnesota, but also in Houston. Lives in Houston during the offseason. I think that's a huge component. Let's not forget, everybody's talking about third base. Before he goes to third base, he's going to be playing shortstop there because Jeremy Peña's on the IL. Once he gets there, then he can move over to third base. We've seen him do it already in the World Baseball Classic. Carlos Correa now can easily get off his feet a little bit more by playing third base later on in the season. But this is a great pickup for the Houston Astros, an aggressive one by the Houston Astros. But I love it because he wanted to go back home, and now he's in Houston.
Yeah, he's over.
It looks like Peña's back tonight. So we'll see. The boys are all back together in Boston with Alex Bregman. How about this? The reunion is against the Red Sox with Alex Bregman out there. So
now playing the role of Alex Bregman is Carlos Correa. Or you could just say Jeremy Peña, just like soap operas used to do.
Because you got Altuve. You don't have a Springer. It used to be Springer, Altuve, Correa, and Bregman were the four. We got Altuve. We've got Correa back. I guess playing the role of Bregman is technically Jeremy Peña. Who's the Springer? Do we have a Springer on this team?
Well, not really.
Not really.
Jake.
No, he's for sure. He's some guy who from 902.
Cam Smith.
He's some extra on Melrose Place. He's just somebody who ended up, something terrible happened to him.
Cam Smith is the Springer.
Yeah, Cam Smith.
Yeah.
Cam Smith is playing a role of George Springer. This is a reboot. It's not as popular as the other one, but we'll see. There's some young actors on this
one. It's pretty cool, though. Yeah. And now you just got to get that staff in order. You just got to get that rotation back. And you know what? And you got a real shot this year. You got a real shot. It's not like the Dodgers are in the American League. The Dodgers are just brutal how good they are. They've had a ton of injuries as well, though, that they've had to get through. There's, you know what? Anybody, it would have surprised you if Detroit, Toronto, the Astros, the Yankees came out of the American League. None of them would surprise you. It's not like there's a dominant team. So the Astros have a chance to get back to where they've been, where they belong in the World Series. And that's right where they belong. What's going to be weird is Carlos playing third base. And Jeremy having to have Carlos Correa right next to him every day. Because Carlos was the guy that was, of course, Jeremy was the World Series MVP. So, Jeremy's got, he's got his pelts as well. It's not like he hasn't done anything, but having Carlos Correa over there knowing, well, Carlos Correa can play short just as well as anybody still in Major League Baseball. It's like if you're doing a broadcast and Jim Nance, you're doing the play-by-play and Jim Nance is sitting next to you. You're going to be looking over there going, I wonder what he thinks of me and how I'm doing right now. So it's going to be a little bit more pressure on Jeremy Peña. But Jeremy Peña, again, Jeremy was having a better season than Carlos was before he went down. Jeremy was having a great year.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's got that World Series MVP behind him as well. But that's a really – you want to talk about a gloves at that on that side. And, oh, by the way, you know, Urias is a gold glover as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when he came on board and he's a third baseman, he's coming over here, it's like, oh, well, you don't need Carlos Correa anymore. Oh, really? Don't need Carlos Correa anymore. Well, watch this. We got Carlos Correa. Now maybe Urias moves over to second base. You got three gold glovers. You got four gold glovers in the infield because you got Christian Walker as well. Four gold glovers. That's pretty damn skimpy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, so that's all Fromber's got to worry about is the outfield positioning now because he's got his infield position. That's it. Right? So
we got to worry about Fromber getting pissed off now.
No. Well, we'll see. No, not with the infield. The thing is, you're going to have, I mean, I would imagine Jose Altuve is going to DH a lot now.
Yeah.
As opposed to playing
that's
left field.
It's so strange to have Altuve as a DH, but probably so. Probably so. Because you're not, well, I mean, when Yordan's back, who plays left?
Well, Altuve plays left.
Like, man, that's a defensive replacement late in the game.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you're not going to have Altuve in left field late in the game. You don't want that.
Probably not. And then you take that bat out of the lineup. Probably not. All right, that's good problems to have, though. We got John Daspit. If you've got a problem, we got John Daspit.
John Daspit can solve those problems for you. I promise you that. And if your problems are typically, the problems he solves is when there's injuries on the roadway at the workplace. Those are the most common at a location like a premises. Those are typically the most issues that they tend to see with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And so what has to happen is they've got to get all the information available, including injury information. There are people who don't go after they've been hurt. They don't go to the doctors or even the hospital when it's kind of serious because they say, I don't have insurance. I'm not going to be able to afford this. What you don't realize is John Daspit will make sure and take care of all that. He'll get you to the hospitals, consult with them. He can get you to the doctor, get all of your tests done that you need done. You need to make sure you're okay. And if you're not and you need work done, you need help, you need surgery, whatever the case may be, physical therapy, John Daspit's going to make sure that that's taken care of by the insurance company on the other side. He's going to get you compensated for the time you miss from work, short-term, long-term, doesn't matter. And he's going to get you a fair settlement for your pain and suffering. And that can really vary from person to person. It can go so far up that it's like in the worst case scenario is loss of life, where the bread earner for the family is gone. And that's a tragic situation, but you want someone on your side fighting for you because there's really a lot to work through, and you want someone on your side who can help you get through that difficult time, and that's John Daspit. 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Fight.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Oh, Dale, I forgot to join as a guest, so I'm here finally on the show on the video. My bad. I was like, why is this not up there? Oh, maybe because I didn't join yet. All right, 713-780-3776. We call for. Calling for phone calls, and we've got Chris in the Woodlands here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mm-hmm. And Chris, before you start, Lance and I got a call from another listener.
Yep.
You got a fan. You got a real fan out there.
Yes, you do.
Reagan is he's an Aggie. He's a big Aggie, and he was like, we were talking to him, and he goes, "Hey, this Chris in the Woodlands guy is great. He brings it every day. You guys got some great callers, but Chris is the best." So
there you go. You got a compliment.
Yeah. Hey, so, and,
you know,
that,
maybe,
Reagan.
Yeah, well, and maybe, you know, Reagan goes up, but for work, he goes up to the Woodlands a lot. Maybe you guys could get together for a drink or something. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. get listeners together.
You don't have to push it that far.
Maybe you guys get together
for a drink.
Like, yeah, what? I don't know.
Only Coors Light.
That's it, baby. That's it.
Right. Hey, so I got five kiddos like you, Lance. So cheers. Two girls and three boys. And yesterday when the trade went down, me and my two sons were talking about it. The first thing my girl said was, over under on how long you think before he's back in an HEB commercial. I wanted to see what you guys think on that.
Those have been filmed
without Tuve.
Those have been filmed. I doubt they. He'll be next year. I guarantee you.
Well, I don't know. They might do an emergency one where, oh my God, Carlos is back. You know. And they have a big ATV park.
And Orbit does his little face like this, and they're all, hey, who brought the chips? Hey! And it's Carlos comes in with some kind of, with their skillet queso or something.
Yeah. I can see it.
Brisket queso. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, Chris, we appreciate it, man. Yeah. How long before Carlos is back in the HEB commercials? I think they got to do one where Carlos surprises him. Oh my God! And then they hug, and it's gotta do it. All right, not a bad idea. 713-780-3776. If you guys want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A couple of things. Let's switch it up because we're gonna have Robert Flores joining us in just a minute to talk about the Carlos Correa deal. So we got plenty of Astros talk. But out of Texans camp, I'm looking at a list of somebody who's been at camp, and he rated the running backs at camp, and he's got Jawar Jordan, number one, and Woody Marks and J.J. Taylor, two, British Brooks, Nick Chubb, four, Dare is number five. That's obviously not how it's going to end up. But I've seen some videos of Jawar Jordan running in camp, and it looks like, you know, Jawar is actually, I mean, that's a guy that what they picked up in the late rounds, right? And that, and he's got some wiggle to him. Woody Marks as well, another later round guy that they picked up. Would it be surprising that if we see Jawar Jordan getting some carries this season?
I would be. Yeah. As tiny as he is, I mean, he's not even 190 pounds. He's a very small back. Very small guys don't make it in the NFL long term. They're rarely NFL backs other than, you know, I mean, I don't know when they would play him. Honestly, don't. He was drafted under the previous regime where you had. Now, they say he's out there showing some flash and some dash, got a little juice. I think that's great, but he was drafted in the seventh round under a zone scheme offensive system where it's a plant and go, get him out in the. And in most running games, run some zone scheme. They run some gap scheme. Gap is going to be kind of more power-based. Zone scheme is getting out in space a lot of times when it's outside zone. But I just can't see a scenario where a 190-pound running back is much of a factor, to be honest with you. I think they'd go to free agency before they do that. But they do say he's playing well out there. So, I mean, yeah. I got to give it up to him. I just historically they don't. It doesn't work for very many carries. So,
But again, I didn't say if he's going to be a workhorse.
Right.
Is he going to get some carries this year?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know that he's even active on the. If he's ever active, honestly, I tend to doubt he'll be active on the roster. That's kind of where I stand on that because Agumbawale, you're not going to carry more than three running backs. So if Chubb's still on the roster, Agumbawale. I mean, in a 54 on a 50, 48 man. I don't see him making the 48 very often. We'll see what happens with Damian Pierce, but my guess is they would pick up if they cut Damian Pierce, for example. I think they would, and there's those injuries. I think they would just pick up somebody who they think can, you know, with some NFL experience who can handle a heavier number of carries. I don't know. I just don't think he's a factor, to be honest.
Yeah. Well,
it's a little bit of a black hole right
now. Well, this situation, listen, if Nick Chubb has lost a step, if we're not going to see Joe Mixon for a while, you know, it's down to guys who have experience as Dare O and Damian Pierce, and that's it. So, I mean, you might have to find a couple of carries from guys, unexpected guys. And it might be, you know, hey, they like Jawar for a reason. They picked up Jawar for a reason. They picked up Woody Marks for a reason. We'll see. The running back situation right now seems to be a problem. what we came into this thinking was a strength with a, you know, how well Joe Mixon played last year. It's not anymore. It's not anymore.
No, it's a problem for as long as Joe Mixon is out and not himself. I would agree with that. I mean, Dare is a third down back and a special teams player. That's what he is. Damian Pierce, you know, Damian does have experience getting split carries and having tough first and second down carries. Maybe Damian is that guy. But once again, I think you and I are both working off the assessment others have had about Nick Chubb losing a step. They might just roll with Nick Chubb and just say, look, maybe he's going to carry for 3.7 yards a carry, 3.8, and it will just be a grind and we won't run it that well. But we know our quarterback will be protected on third downs. We know he'll know where to go. You know, hopefully he doesn't fumble. It's, even if Nick Chubb doesn't have a lot left in the tank or doesn't have a lot of juice, they might still just go with the veteran and just have a not very successful running game until Joe Mixon comes back. I mean, yeah. That's also a very good possibility.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know,
and then once again, working off of what others have said about Joe, about Nick Chubb in practice, being a little slow afoot.
All right, Robert Flores joining us on the other side to talk about this day that the Astros had yesterday. We will do that right now. We got Collector's Firearms to talk about. I am a big fan. I'm not a gun guy. Never been a gun guy. Don't know much about guns. Don't own a gun. But when I went and saw this place, holy cow. It is, I don't care if you like guns or don't like guns or what. And if you are a gun guy, if you do like guns, if you own guns, if you're a history buff, if you're a gun enthusiast, if you're a first timer, don't know, it doesn't matter. I mean, this place is like a museum. And it's got all these different artifacts from wars past. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. And if you're looking for a gun, now, it's not just, you know, Revolutionary War, Civil War. It's not just World War I, World War II. It's new. It's used. You can sell your gun to them. You can buy your guns from them. I mean, they've got the biggest selection. I think them and Atlanta have the biggest selection of guns in the world, maybe in the world, because we're the best gun country in the world, right? So if you're looking for a gun, we got it right here. Westheimer & Voss, CollectorsFirearms.com, the best damn gun shop in the world. CollectorsFirearms.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. RoFlo joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 MLB Networks. Robert Flores here with us this morning on the show. And the first person I thought of, you know, we thought of yesterday, actually, Lance, like, get RoFlo on. I said, oh, absolutely. As soon as Carlos Correa, we got to get our guy on from Houston representing the Major League Baseball Network with us here. Okay, your thoughts on bringing Carlos back to Houston and another big splash from Jim Crane?
I was stunned that when I heard the rumblings of it a couple of days ago, I thought, well, that's not going to happen, but I'll be damned it did. Jim Crane is one for, he's not afraid to go for it. And when you had this kind of deal and the contract you have to take and the money that was coming over from Minnesota, this obviously was Jim Crane had his fingerprints all over it. So I'm just intrigued to see how it's going to turn out, because at this point I don't think we know how it's going to turn out, because, you know, Carlos has had his obviously had some struggles in Minnesota. He's been banged up a little bit. I'm not sure what type of player we're getting, but I know he's excited. I texted with him yesterday, and I know Astro fans are excited about it too.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. They continue. Are you a little worried about the rotation? They didn't get anything done with the rotation. Yeah. They needed bats, obviously, but they also might have needed a starter.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I know that they were heavily in on Cease and Alcantara from the Marlins. I wonder what those respective teams are asking for in return. I'm wondering if someone like Spencer Arrighetti's name had come up in discussions, and maybe they just weren't willing to part with the likes of Arrighetti. But, you know, it leads me to believe that maybe Dana Brown and his staff have confidence that what they have currently involved in the rehab process, Arrighetti, Javier, maybe they feel pretty confident about what they've seen so far from those two players in particular. Also, don't forget about Garcia and McCullers, that they think that they have enough to cover it.
Right now we're visiting with a noted Houston Astros fan and national baseball analyst and broadcaster, Robert Flores. And this really, I liken this, Robert, to, look, it's not the Justin Verlander move, clearly, but I remember the excitement as the team was kind of trailing off in 2017. It was like it had hit a peak, and then it kind of trailed down. They didn't make a move at the deadline, and of course later on after the deadline, when you could do that, they were able to pick up Verlander. But it just sent shockwaves through the city and a level of electricity. I'll be honest with you, I'm literally on the website right now purchasing tickets for me and my wife to go. To Carlos's first game on Monday. I think the energy level that is created amongst the fan base is substantial. Does that matter, though, when the fan base gets excited? Does it really matter from a baseball standpoint, or do you think there is some carryover?
I think there is some carryover. Look, when Carlos Correa walks back into that clubhouse there, I believe he's going to join the team this weekend at Fenway Park. So when he walks into the clubhouse, it immediately is going to send a jolt of energy throughout that clubhouse and into those players. Jose Altuve is going to be certainly thrilled to have his former double play partner back. Jeremy Pena is going to also feel the energy as well. So I think it does matter, but it only matters so much, right? You still got to get knocks. You still got to move guys over. You still got to strike people out. You still got to win. But yeah, that should not be discounted at all, because it does matter.
Robert Flores, host MLB Central, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we were just looking at, and we were talking about the AL. You know, there's no dominant team. Toronto's good. Detroit is really good. But with these additions and the additions of the rotation that are coming back, hopefully, it's not like the Astros, it's not like the National League with the Dodgers, who are head and shoulders, allegedly. Milwaukee has proven maybe they're not. But this AL is very winnable this year, Robert.
No doubt. Don't discount what the Seattle Mariners did. Also, I liked what the Texas Rangers did, adding Merrill Kelly to their rotation. Yes, the American League is wide open. Hell, the entire league is wide open. Yes, the Dodgers were supposed to be the dominant team, and everyone had kind of handed them the title for 2025. Baseball oftentimes doesn't work that way. You know, there's been a lot. Hell, look at the 2019 Astros. They were maybe one of the greatest teams ever assembled. They couldn't win a home game in the World Series. Baseball is different. It's not like other sports. So I would say there's between 7 to 10, maybe a tad bit more, that have a legitimate shot of winning the World Series this year. And the Astros are in that group. The Mariners are in that group. I would put the Rangers also in that group. The Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Brewers. It's going to be a firefight down the stretch.
It really is. And it's one of the strangest years that I can recall, because it seems like every year the Yankees, this is the Yankees year. And every year it's like, well, what's happening? This is just disappointing. I was watching a game where they just couldn't, like, they've ended up pulling it off a couple of days ago, but you know, their bullpen, they just can't close out games. So that's going to be interesting. The Astros, when you look at it, I mean, the Astros have the type of bullpen that can get hot and really make some noise. Do they have enough power without Yordan coming back? And even at 75% of Yordan, do the Astros have enough power, you think, to really truly compete for a World Series, enough power in that lineup?
I'm skeptical about it right now.
Yeah.
Yordan has to come back in some form or fashion. You know, he's always struggled with he's had this hand injury before. I'm wondering this is something that has lingered over the last couple of years, but it has definitely been, obviously it's frustrating for him and frustrating for everyone. But you talk about the Yankees bullpen is now legit. What they did, they now have arguably the best bullpen in all of baseball. You got Bednar, you had Duvall. But to your earlier point about the Yankees, they struggle in the fundamentals. And we saw that last year in the World Series. It cost them against the Dodgers. It has cost them numerous games this year. So it's all about who's going to get hot at the right time. And then it becomes tournament baseball. The Astros have the pieces. They really need Jesus Sanchez to come over and provide an impact. And he's capable of that. He has some big-time pop from the left side. But sometimes it doesn't show up. Sometimes he's not as consistent as you would like him to be, but it's in there. And hopefully once he gets into that Astro clubhouse, starts working with the Astros coaching and training staff, maybe he becomes a more consistent hitter because they need it badly.
Robert Flores joining us, MLB Central host with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, I know they went through a lull here recently, but nobody, you know, the only two teams that have had worse injuries are Baltimore and the White Sox, and they stink. Yet the Astros have been atop of the West for most of the season now, and it's in large part because of Joe Espada. I know everybody's loving Schneider. I know everybody is loving AJ Hinch, but nobody's done a better job than Joe Espada this year.
No, Joe Espada and his coaching staff, in fact, the entire organization, Dana Brown and his staff, deserve a ton of credit. But yes, Joe Espada right now, I believe, is the front runner for the American League Manager of the Year. He has been, and I think this goes back to last year when they were struggling. The messaging has always been the same, and I think that resonates with the players that play for him, which is, I believe in these guys. We have a good group in our clubhouse, and, you know, he's always been positive and steadying the course and maintaining this level of positivity, and I think that means something to the guys in that clubhouse. So, yeah, for me, he's the front runner for the American League Manager of the Year. And we'll have to see what happens.
Have we seen anything like what Nick Kurtz is doing?
Ooh. I mean,
we saw that up close last week.
Yeah, I mean, this dude, look, he's still very young, but he's a polished hitter, man. I mean, when you're going oppo from the left side and sending balls to the train track, and yeah, sure, you know, one of his homers was off a position player, but still, he is definitely one of the brightest young stars in the game. He's an emerging superstar, and he's definitely going to win American League Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Cam was in it for a while, but that's not going to happen. And it, even, you know, Jacob, Wilson ain't getting it either. I mean, his own teammates taking it away from him. That's crazy. We'll let you go. We know you got to work. We appreciate you. This was a huge, huge day for the Astros, and just for the city to get to have Carlos back. And we're looking forward to now seeing what he can do. Hopefully he'll be back to the Carlos Correa that we knew and loved back in the day. Robert,
yeah, I know.
Thank
he's,
you so
he's
much.
Very excited.
Can't wait to have you back on again.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Robert Flores, MLB Central, with us here on ESPN 97.5.
Network. MLB Network, not Central.
MLB Central.
MLB Central.
The show. MLB Central is his show.
Oh,
yes.
Is that the only show he does?
No, but that's the one he hosts every day.
I do a show called MLB Centel, and I'm going to
MLB Central.
I'm going to create a new Twitter account called MLB.
Thanks for watching him. You don't even know what show he hosts.
Well, MLB Network, you can find it. The show specifically is MLB Central. Why haven't you created an MLB Centel, Lance?
I really should.
Just throw out fake baseball facts, but they got to be funny.
I know. I mean, it clearly people bite on them. You can say whatever you want on Twitter, and people will run with it like it's a truth. It doesn't matter anymore. Critical thinkers are so few and far between now. They like, this is actually true. I need to tell everyone.
And you know,
just check around on it.
I've heard of many more than a few people say, you know, Carlos didn't leave on good terms, and that's simply not the case.
Yeah,
That's simply not the case. The Astros loved Carlos Correa. They just didn't love the numbers.
Well,
it's not like he didn't leave on good terms. Just because they you know, quote unquote, ghosted him and didn't come back with an offer after they made the offer, $160 million, and that was it. And he didn't want it, and then he left.
Did he find the lack of communication, if we're going to call it ghosting, disrespectful?
No. I mean, okay. It's business. It wasn't taken disrespectfully. They just, you know what? The Astros said we're going in a different direction. And you know what? They were right. The Astros were right. Pena was the play that year. Pena outplayed Carlos. And for one fiftieth of what Carlos made.
That's a true story.
They've come crawling back to Carlos. So who actually won?
This really couldn't have gone.
Yeah, they came crawling back at 19
That's
million.
That's fine. I'm not even serious about it. But if I'm a Carlos stan, look. Oh, you thought you're great without me. Now look at you. But of course, Carlos is.
They did get to the World
Series. Wait a minute.
To be back.
They were in first. They're in first place without him.
Yeah. But hey, slow down, Del.
Desperate to have him, and now they're paying him.
Where are your Marlins?
Now they're
exactly. No. They're paying him what they originally thought they should
Sean,
pay.
Yes, this is all joking. I'm not serious about any of it. Understood. I understand. How everything worked out. I'm not a Marlin fan. I don't care about the Marlins. Lance.
What? Why are you so?
You kind of are.
I'm not a Marlin fan.
You kind of are.
I'm not. I'm kind of not.
Yeah.
I'm barely a baseball fan. You think I'm going to watch Marlins baseball?
You knew a lot about Alcantara.
Yeah.
Because I heard that the Astros.
Well, wait a minute.
So I looked them up.
Man, he delved knows a lot about Alcantara.
Well, no. Hold on. Robert Flores says it's Alcantara.
Oh, that's actually true.
That's what he just said. Alcantara.
When he said it, I did notice he put a little tajin on it.
Well, but the accent would have to be because in Spanish, if it ends in a vowel, it's the second to last vowel that is the
which would be Alcantara.
Alcantara.
I'm about to check to see if that A's got that little
but
on it.
He plays in the National League, so do I really have to figure out how to pronounce his name? He plays.
Yeah.
He plays in the National League for the Marlins. Do I really
need
to figure?
Put some respect on his name.
Why? You guys weren't respecting him yesterday.
Alcantara. Yes, we were. We were talking about his 6 ERA.
Yeah, very
Not
respectful.
See, we.
Very respectful yesterday, you guys.
We were talking about it, so stop trying to.
I said respectful. I didn't say you weren't talking about him.
First thing I said to my Marlin buddy, I go, hey, yeah, in his 6 ERA. And he goes, 14 straight innings of scoreless pitching. I mean, why we might as well give up Hunter Brown for him. Okay, thanks.
By the way, did you see who the Astros, the pitcher they gave up? The Blue Jay fans are not happy at all. Not Blue Jay, I'm sorry. The Twins fans. Holy crap, are they pissed about this salary dump. And they said, great, we got Matt Mikulski back? I'd rather have a McChicken sandwich. And I looked at Mikulski. It isn't great. He's 26 years old. His ERA, like, he's an A-ball right now at 26 with an ERA of 16.88. Granted, he's only pitching 3 games as a reliever. He's getting worked. He hasn't pitched well, like, since college. They got nothing. I mean, they got Gusto. They got Ryan Gusto. That's all they got. They got nothing.
Listen, this is who the Twins got rid of. Correa, Duran, Jax, Varland, Colomb, Bader, Castro, Stewart, Paddock, and France.
Wait. Since when?
Since this deadline period.
Was
over
that,
the
was
last
that
few
all
days.
Pre-deadline? Like, within, yes. Within what period
yes.
of time?
The last week or so.
This is
all
so they literally
gone.
Are just selling. They're just going complete sale.
Oh, well, they're trying to sell the team. They're getting rid of all the money.
Oh my God!
That's
get
all.
To a break.
Do we put any stock in the baseball trade values? That site that ranks how trades work.
Well,
out
this
for
is,
each,
but
each
this
team.
Isn't. This is a different deal. They're just
yeah.
Cutting
this is
salary.
Just we got a. It's a money dump.
Yeah, this is That's a money all. Dump. So they're like, and it sucks for boy. It sucks for Twins fans because you're moving commodities, some better than others.
If I'm Byron Buxton, I'm like, what?
Well, he's the one who told them I'm not. You can't trade me because I got a no trade clause. So they said, "Okay, we'll trade everyone else."
Okay, dummy. No. Yeah, I'll waive it.
You don't want to go? We'll just trade everyone around you.
That's bad. That's terrible. All right, time to talk about Chastang Fort. Really, really, really good. I mean, I'm a big, big fan. I love me some Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford is where you get your Ford car, you get your Ford truck on, excuse me, and they have got some incredible, incredible deals going on right now at Chastain Ford. Look, we know a few things. First of all, you are always, always going to get, you're going to get the best deal that you possibly can, right? But you got a summer sales event going on right now. It ends September 2nd. 0% for 48 months. 0% for 40, that's 4 years, no interest. Zero down, no payments for 90 days. It's available on select new 2024 and 25 models. If they still have, they still have 2024 models on the lot, I'm telling you, you're going to get the best deal that you possibly can. It's still a brand new car, but it's a 2024. Who cares? It's brand new, and you're going to get the best deal you possibly can. Plus, you're going to get a complimentary two-year maintenance plan. No dealer added fees at Chastain Ford ever. So, I mean, this is incredible, people. Nothing down for four. Nothing down. No interest for 4 years. No payments for up to 90 days. It's in a two-year complimentary maintenance plan. There's no better time. I mean, go get your 2024 on right now at Chastain Ford. They're open today. They're open tomorrow. Get there at Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com as well. You can do it all online. Chastain Ford. It's the only place to get your truck on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.